Finally, today we have a winner in the Belmont Stakes in New York, and it is not Funny Side, the horse that was trying to become the first Triple Crown winner in a quarter century. NPR's Robert Smith was watching today's third leg of the Triple Crown at Belmont Park in the rain in New York, and he joins us now. Robert, we were watching on television, Funny Side ahead at the first, but not at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing for the crowd here. I mean, what you didn't probably see on television is that there's close to 100,000 people here, many of them in the rain, and it seemed like every single person was pulling for Funny Side, the great story, the favorite, good-looking horse, and a horse from New York State. People just kept saying that over and over again. They were wearing buttons, they were wearing Funny Side hats, and Funny Side pulled ahead early in the race. It's not usually his style, but he pulled ahead early, and people went crazy, and then Empire Maker, sort of his rival horse, pulled up with him, and people went nuts, and then Funny Side just dropped back at the end. Empire Maker took first, Ten Most Wanted took second, and Funny Side took third, and imagine the sound of about 100,000 people groaning, and that's what it's like in the stands.
Oh my goodness, you have this horse that that was purchased for $75,000 in 2001, won the Kentucky Derby, won the Preakness, no one expected it to win anything, and as you say, was ahead, but it just sort of looked like kind of a tired horse there at the end.
Well, Funny Side has run about three races in the last 5 weeks, and you know, all the experts had said, well, you know, Empire Maker might just be a better horse. Empire Maker was expected to win the Kentucky Derby, but you know, the heart was with Funny Side, and that, maybe that's the power of a good story, or maybe it's the power of good marketing, or the power of hometown pride. Whatever it was, if you look at it logically now, in retrospect, yeah, Funny Side might have been tired. But if you look at it with the heart, I mean, people wanted to see history made. They come each year wanting to see history, and it just didn't happen.
And just very briefly, I'm amazed that that nobody fell down out there. This is the muddiest track I've seen in a long time.
Oh, it's incredible. It's like a swamp out there, and people are standing ankle deep in mud right off the track, and ankle deep probably in beer too. There's a lot of alcohol flowing, a lot of betting here, and a lot of unhappy people leaving the park.
Okay. NPR's Robert Smith at Belmont Park, New York. Robert, thanks very much for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And once again, the winner was Empire Maker. 10 Most Wanted was number two, and number three was Funny Side. The race was completed in just under 2.5 minutes.